So let's go to James Cummings and have a word to him about his runners today. Morning, James.
Morning, Andrew. Hey, Ronnie. How are you?
G'day, James.
Very well. The rain just lightening off here again. It got heavy there for a little while, but just lightening off, mate. So we've just gone to the soft five, and we'll just keep an eye on it. Are you happy to go with all of yours on this?
Well, I'll go ahead at the moment. You know, 4 minutes of scratching time. I'm not going to change anything in the next little while, but it's only a five. But
yep.
But I can't say that's for sure if it gets downgraded with more heavy rain before 10 o'clock. If it gets to a heavy eight, I might have to rethink a horse like Bow Ideal.
Yeah, well, you've got him in Monday to cover that anyway.
Yep.
We'll start with from the top, James, in Flanders. She didn't run the time with winning her trial, but she did it with a bit of style.
Sorry, I've just got Radio RSN ringing me. Do you guys listen to them ever?
No, don't listen to them. And we got in first, so just tell them to nick off.
They'll be listening. Yeah, they'll love the fact that I gave them a mention.
Yeah. You never give us a mention on them, though.
You don't listen, so you know.
I know, James. He does. Next time you're on, you got to mention us, all right?
They're still calling me. They're persistent.
Tell them to nick off. Anyway, let's straighten up here.
Obviously popular with
well,
you.
Well, I hope in Flanders shows as much fight because, you know, one thing about that filly is she's not very big, and she won't be the most robust filly in the enclosure, but she's got some natural pace about her, and she seemed to do just about everything right. Took a little bit of learning out of that official trial. And I'd like to think that even though with the white barrier, she can at least straighten up and perhaps even get to a nicer part of the track to let down quickly the last 400 metres.
Well, Bailix won't be lacking any size and scope. He looks a quality colt.
Yeah, he's a head turner, that's for sure. A beautiful style of colt, lots of scope, lots of improvement as time goes on for him. And the breeder's plate demands a big performance for a horse that's going to come along and be competitive in the top three. I ran third in the breeder's plate with Prize Icon a few years ago, and we had a good feeling about him being a top liner for us. Two group ones later, tells you what sort of horse you need for a race like the breeder's plate. Darren and I talked about the gate. It's probably not the worst thing for Bailey. And there's quite a few horses here that look like they've got more early speed than he's got. And when it all boils down to it, he's just got a good mind for it. So he's going to be able to adapt to do whatever Hugh asks of him with the gate open.
Okay. Could McDonald have ridden him, or was he always Huey's ride?
Well, we normally go through it. You know, we decide who's going to ride what where. And Hugh, still in the frame of mind that he didn't want to take too many rides, particularly with two-year-olds today. But James trialled a horse for Aquas that also looked to go quite well later in the morning. It came past the boys at the tie-ups just coming, so it was a close one for James, and he's got a business to run, so he's got to make his mind up. In the meantime, Hugh Bowman did have a feel of Bailix, and he was absolutely delighted with the feel that he gave him.
Yeah. Osmond Bulls.
Is that enough for you, Duff?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah, good.
Osmond Bulls, top two finish would be a big tick for the Everest, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's an interesting one to consider how far off Classic Legend does he need to finish to get the approval for us. He's got improvement in him, that's for sure. But as a race like that, it actually steps up all right for Osmond Bulls.
Okay, so that's Osborne Bulls. What about Home of the Brave?
Yeah, look, Home of the Brave was okay first up, and, you know, what, he's beaten about three lengths behind those top Everest contenders. I'd like to think that he's going to improve second up as he's done in the past, and he's had a really good preparation. He's building to something, and with this rain falling at Randwick, that's certainly going to be in his favour. As we know, he won the Theo Marks impressively 12 months ago against a couple of good horses. And he's probably still getting to peak fitness. We have in mind races like the Hunter for him. So it would be nice if he didn't... He's probably not ready to just go... He's probably not ready to go a full gallop a long way out like he was that day. But nevertheless, he's the designated leader here. And I think he'll just go a nice pace.
Tally race 6. I thought he was terrific first up, wide, no cover, but could he be more of a third up than a second up horse?
Yeah, we've got that feeling about him. You know, we approached it similarly before we were able to win the JRA plate a couple preps ago. But nevertheless, in a race like that where it's a bit of a puzzle, he could be a horse that comes along that can surprise.
Race 7, best of days, the Epsom handicap. The backing distance was against him last time. He maps pretty well here.
He maps well. He's a Group 1 winner. He's got less weight than, you know, I think this Dreamforce got 57. You know, it's not like the best Epsom we've ever seen as far as what the horses have actually done on the track goes. But the top weight's obviously got the best form at weight for age against all those horses from the autumn and Avilius this time. So with the right run, bursting through with the fitness that he's got on his side now, he could be the horse for us that's definitely flying under the radar.
It seems like you've got the timing right with Cascadian. There's no evidence of seeing him like he wants to jump in his races, but the start is critical, I would have thought, with a horse like him.
Yeah, look, you have to consider we're quite fortunate to have him in the race without having won the exemption in the Bill Ritchie. He's still comfortably in there, and he's drawn to do no work early. He's got to get into the clear, and it'll be interesting to see what he's got up to 1600 metres with the opportunity for smooth sailing. I'd like to think that he can match it at least with Colding, who he was prepared to sprint with last time in the Bill Ritchie.
Roheran, he's racing without luck.
Yeah, this is a race that might set up rather nicely for Roheran, though. As long as the inside's not off by the end of the day, he could get a similar run to a horse that won the last for us at Rose Hill last week, like Ranier. So he's training solidly. We're very, very pleased with his condition, and I think that a little moisture out of the track's going to help even up the field a bit. He can come along and run a good race and be competitive there, we're sure.
And Beau Ideal, he's still there. He's work in progress, but he's on the improve.
Yeah, and we've had to put the crossover noseband on him because he's just wanting to rush things from the half mile to the top of the straight. And he can't afford to do that against the good handicap sprinters in Sydney. He needs to get himself together, and he's got ability, but he's a work in progress, that's for sure.
Could it be the Turnbull Stakes? Could it be the year of the 9-year-old, Hartnell?
Well, it's already been the year of the 9-year-old, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's...
One thing about Hartnell is that there's only been one horse get past him so far in preparation, and that's Mr. Quickie. I mean, I suppose Mr. Journey was excellent in the PB Lawrence, but sort of once he gets into the clear and he starts letting down, he's in the right form to be consistently thereabouts every run. Returning to the scene of the crime in the Turnbull, where he was so impressive, it makes things interesting for Hartnell on the 7-day back, on the 1-week backup. Look, with the rail out a long way today, I think that he's certainly an interesting runner for us in a race like that.
And another couple, I just press on in Melbourne. Jewel, will exceed Nick Sell, Colt. He's from a good family.
Yeah, there's not many runners in that race with a couple of scratchings. Beautifully bred out of Shannara, and a nice running style of Exceed and Excel. He looks strong enough to cope with multiple runs before Christmas, but there's definitely improvement there because he was not as sharp as some of his opposition in a recent jump out up the straight, with improvement to come. So it'll be good to see him make his debut. He won't be looking out of place in the enclosure, and hopefully he's bridged the gap between the jump out and today to suggest that he can be competitive in the Maribyrnong Trial.
And just to comment on your mares in the Blazer, Savatiano and Pahutakawa.
Well, look, Savatiano's, you know, going to be tested at 1400 fresh up, but she's going to get the right run and put herself right there. She can definitely be competitive, and we know. We've come to expect that Pahutakawa can improve sharply second up. We'd expect nothing less from her today.
Just one more. Is it full steam ahead for Flit for the 1,000 guineas?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Actually, worked nicely this morning at Flemington, and Hugh Bowman will ride her there in the 1,000 guineas, and I think she'll be an excellent chance.
If she did come through that race, was there any possibility at all of thinking of a Cox Plate with a filly like her?
Well, she's still in the nominations.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll wait
and
see.
There's no point putting any extra pressure on her, but I'd answer in the affirmative.
Hmm. And one more. Are you happy with Microphone?
I am. Okay. He's going to be nominated for the Roman Consul next week. Nash Rawill is going to ride him there. And you'll probably see him gallop between races on Monday at Warwick Farm if you're getting out to the farm there for the public holiday, Ronnie.
Okay, good as gold. Just a few different opinions about the way he trialled, that's all.
I think James was pleased with him through the line, but he's come on very strongly since that trial.
Beauty.
Righto, we thank you for your time. We had a little dig at RSM, but we'll get off because they'll be ringing you, mate.
You can turn your phone off.
I said it during the week, and I most sincerely mean it. We thank participants for coming on, but James, people around the world don't get anything like RSN or Sky Sports Radio in any part of the world. We talk racing. You go to England, you can't listen to them.
Can't you?
Can't listen to them.
All right. Well, we get plenty of information.
Yeah,
we appreciate
it. Good on you. Thanks, James.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you.